Thank you very much, Chairperson, Excellencies, distinguished colleagues, ladies and gentlemen. I'm delighted to be here today to represent Ireland on the occasion of the 39th FAO conference. At the outset, I wish to congratulate Director General De Selvia on his re-election. I wish him every success in his work to ensure the continued improvement of this organisation. As he said following his election, there is always room for improvement. I am encouraged when I note that the number of hungry people has decreased in the time since I last addressed this conference 2 years ago. In that space of time, the number of hungry people has reduced from 870 million to 795 million. This obviously is good progress, but it is not enough. We must redouble our efforts in developing the necessary political will and commitment to end this shameful reality, especially when we consider that undernutrition is the underlying cause in the death of 7,000 children under the age of 5 die every day. It is a fact that the main concentration of extreme poverty and food insecurity is in rural areas. These are the very people that we should be enabling to provide food for a growing population. As the former President Lutu said in his address to this conference, these people are not the problem. They are part of the solution. More than 1 million Irish people died of starvation in Ireland in the 1840s. Our famine experience has played a significant role in shaping and defining who we are as a people and how we engage with the world. We have supported FAO projects which promote resilience among the poor, the rural poor, by supplying inputs such as seeds and livestock, as well as training in smart farm techniques. We have also supported the FAO's Safe Food Initiative, which is addressing the issue of food losses and waste. We must not forget the role of the private sector. This was acknowledged in the political outcome document of the second International Conference on Nutrition, which took place here in the FAO last November. The work of that conference is only just beginning. We must remain focused on the targets and commitments which were agreed. The Scaling Up Nutrition Movement is another important avenue where developing and developed countries can work together with the private sector to explore solutions to undernutrition. My department has made available an Africa Agri-Food Development Fund to assist companies to invest in the development of sustainable agricultural production systems in Africa. We acknowledge that the private sector has an important part to play in ending hunger. In addressing the theme of this debate, we must ask ourselves, what place does social protection policies have in addressing rural poverties and hunger? There are obvious benefits to be gained from the FAO's work to determine advice for countries regarding the optimum policy mix of social protection and other measures to alleviate poverty, hunger and malnutrition. Production supports and sophisticated social protection measures can complement one another. It is undoubtedly within the FAO's mandate to build further knowledge in this area, but it is important to have ongoing consultation with members to determine the precise focus of the FAOs. Finally, I would also like to take this opportunity to congratulate all those countries who last Sunday celebrated the achievements of Millennium Development Goals. We must continue our momentum to help every one of these countries still on the hunger map. Ireland has played an active role in negotiating to shape the post-2015 Sustainable Development Goals. This is a pivotal time in international development, and it demands our full attention as the eradication of hunger and extreme poverty by 2030 emerges as a possible goal. We must take into account the views of those people that are most impoverished and marginalised and ensure that their voices are heard. Ladies and gentlemen, transformation is possible. Let us use the diversity of our experience to put forward innovative solutions and take leadership at every level. By doing so, we can improve the lives of not just this generation, but future generations to come. Thank you very much indeed.